Time to talk some racing, and Adam Pengilly joins us now on the phone. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, boys.
Now, Sam Clipperton, big article today in the papers. He's returning to riding. He's been off surfing and going on safari, and he's back and pumped.
Yeah, Ray Thomas wrote that story this morning, Dave. It's really welcome news, it must be said. I think Sam had a bit of a difficult transition coming back to Sydney after his stint in Hong Kong. I thought he made a reasonable fist of it over there in Hong Kong, but we know it's such a brutal environment over there. And coming back to Sydney, he didn't quite hit the ground running, had a couple of run-ins with stewards in terms of suspensions and whatever else, and decided to take that break, and I think it's probably going to be the best thing for him in the long term for his career. So did you mention he's doing some surfing with Damien Oliver, for a while there. So he's obviously found his mojo there and going to be back riding at the trials, I think, a little bit later this week and maybe race riding in the first week in February.
Talking about the trials, mate, Chris Waller's got a couple of handy horses trialling later in the week.
Yeah, we talked about Nature Strip and Yes trialling this morning, Laurie, but also Colding and Funstar due to resume their sort of autumn campaigns later this week in the trials at Randwick. So we know what Colding did. He was an absolute revelation throughout the spring, winning the Epsom and then the Golden Eagle. And Funstar, gee, I like this filly. I think she's a really, really promising horse. And Chris didn't overtax her in the spring carnival last year. She won the Group 1 in the fight and whatever else. But I think she's in for a really big autumn campaign. So if you're Chris Waller, you've got a spring in your step this week with all your good horses coming back to the trial.
Yeah, 8:45. We see that Yes go around at Warwick Farm. What's happening with this Twilight Racing? Loz and I were talking about it yesterday. We had a few text messages, mate. We don't particularly like it. What are the VRC thinking?
Yeah, the VRC made some comments, Dave, yesterday, saying they're probably going to tinker with it a little bit. They've still got one or two Twilight meetings scheduled before the end of the carnival. In particular, got another Saturday one coming up. I don't know about you guys, but I was in the club there on Saturday just watching the races, and having the first race at 3:00 and the last race finishing at 8:00, it just seemed a weird time. I'm not having a go at them for trying something, because we need innovation. We need to keep trying new things, but I think on a Saturday, when all your main racing is basically from that 12:30, 1:00 through to 5:30, 6:00 in summer, you need to be right there in the middle of the action there. I just thought I got a bit lost there on the weekend. So the VRC want to do that next Saturday Twilight meeting and bring it forward an hour. They're likely to start at 2:00 and finish at 7:00. It might work a little bit better, but I'm just not convinced that Saturday's the right day for Twilight meetings. I think it's okay for midweek, maybe for your Fridays and everything like that, but Saturday I'm still an old traditionalist and prefer to have your races throughout the middle of the afternoon.
You've all got to do it, as in everyone's got to go Twilight, or it doesn't work. You can't have your other main meetings and metro areas going on and then suddenly another one that's pushed back that just appears. And the other thing too is not every hard-on punter like us would have known. So if you're just a Saturday punter and you lob, you go, oh. Like you did, Loz.
Well, I just come back, so I didn't know. And
late.
Then, I caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Caught me right off guard, to be honest with you.
If you're going to do something like that, it's got to be really heavily promoted and told
incentivized. Well, for me, I didn't punt on those last couple of races.
No,
well,
you don't. You've got to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, guys. I don't know what the turnover would have been like for those last couple of races around 7:30 and 8:00, but I'd imagine it would be great, because most people are out for the day are probably sort of taken off, gone home to their families or have dinners or everything like that. I just thought it was a really sort of bit of a lacklustre finish to the day down there at Flemington.
What's the plan for Haydock? What's Tony McAvoy got in store?
Yeah, interesting, Laurie. We're talking about some of Chris Waller's sprints heading to Royal Ascot for the overseas focus this year, but Tony McAvoy sort of highlighted that he wants to take Haydock to Dubai in a couple of months' time in March for their Rich World Cup meeting. And looking at that Alcor sprint, now, if you remember correctly, Australian horses got a really good record in that race. Well, Tensia won, I think, way back in 2012. Buffering went over there and did the job for Robert Heathcote in connection. So Haydock's going to resume this Friday night in the Australia Stakes at Moonee Valley, but Tony McAvoy's firmly got his eyes set on Dubai in a couple of months' time. So it'll be interesting to see how that horse sort of comes back. He won the winter bottom off a very long break, and he's probably one of our better sprinters at the moment, given them might be lacking a little bit of depth, and he'll get him ready for Dubai in a couple of months' time.
Fantastic, mate. We will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll probably get some mail from you for the Wednesday meeting.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Looking forward to doing the form for Canterbury and have a couple of tips for Canterbury tomorrow.